The Harry Potter Series by J.K. Rowling. Books.Kim, free summaries of best-selling books. Download PDF and MP3 versions of the summary from www.books.kim. Summary. The Harry Potter series by J.K. Rowling is a beloved fantasy series that follows the adventures of a young wizard, Harry Potter, and his friends, Ron Weasley and Hermione Granger. The series consists of 7 books, beginning with Harry Potter and the Philosopher's Stone and ending with Harry Potter and the Deathly Hallows. The books follow Harry's journey from a neglected orphan to a powerful wizard, as he discovers the truth about his parents' death and battles the evil Lord Voldemort. Along the way, Harry and his friends attend the Hogwarts School of Witchcraft and Wizardry, where they learn to use magic and make lifelong friends. The books are filled with magical creatures, thrilling adventures, and powerful themes of friendship, loyalty, and courage. The series begins with Harry Potter and the Philosopher's Stone, in which Harry discovers he is a wizard and is invited to attend Hogwarts. In the second book, Harry Potter and the Chamber of Secrets, Harry and his friends investigate a mysterious chamber hidden within the school. In the third book, Harry Potter and the Prisoner of Azkaban, Harry must confront a dangerous escaped prisoner and a powerful dark wizard. In the fourth book, Harry Potter and the Goblet of Fire, Harry is chosen to compete in a dangerous magical tournament. In the fifth book, Harry Potter and the Order of the Phoenix, Harry and his friends form a secret society to fight against Voldemort's forces. In the sixth book, Harry Potter and the Half-Blood Prince, Harry discovers a powerful magical book that helps him prepare for the final battle against Voldemort. In the seventh and final book, Harry Potter and the Deathly Hallows, Harry and his friends embark on a dangerous mission to find and destroy the remaining Horcruxes, objects that contain pieces of Voldemort's soul. The Harry Potter series has become a beloved classic, with millions of fans around the world. The books have been adapted into a successful film series, and the world of Harry Potter continues to expand with new stories, games, and other media. The series has been praised for its imaginative world-building, compelling characters, and powerful themes, and it continues to be a source of inspiration and joy for readers of all ages. Main ideas. Main idea number 1. The Boy Who Lived. Harry Potter is an orphaned boy who discovers he is a wizard and is the only one who can save the wizarding world from the evil Lord Voldemort. The Boy Who Lived, Harry Potter, is an orphaned boy who discovers he is a wizard and is the only one who can save the wizarding world from the evil Lord Voldemort. Harry Potter is the protagonist of the Harry Potter series by J.K. Rowling. He is a brave and courageous young wizard who is determined to protect the wizarding world from the dark forces of Voldemort. Harry is a loyal friend and a brave warrior, willing to risk his own life to protect those he loves. He is also a powerful wizard, capable of performing powerful spells and mastering the dark arts. Harry's journey to save the wizarding world is filled with danger, adventure, and friendship. Along the way, he learns valuable lessons about courage, loyalty, and friendship. Harry Potter is an inspiring hero who shows us that even in the darkest of times, we can still find hope and courage to fight for what is right. The Harry Potter series is a beloved classic that has captivated readers of all ages. It is a story of courage, friendship, and the power of love. Harry Potter's journey to save the wizarding world is an inspiring tale of bravery and determination. Through his struggles and triumphs, Harry Potter teaches us that even in the darkest of times, we can still find hope and courage to fight for what is right. Harry Potter is an iconic character who will continue to inspire readers for generations to come. Main idea number 2. Hogwarts School of Witchcraft and Wizardry. Harry is accepted into the prestigious School of Magic and embarks on a journey of self-discovery and friendship. Hogwarts School of Witchcraft and Wizardry is a magical place where Harry Potter discovers the power of friendship and the strength of his own character. At Hogwarts, Harry learns to use his magical powers to protect himself and his friends from the dark forces that threaten the wizarding world. He also learns to accept himself for who he is, despite the fact that he is different from the other students. Harry's journey at Hogwarts is filled with adventure, danger, and friendship. He meets many new friends, including Ron Weasley and Hermione Granger, and together they face the challenges of the magical world. Along the way, Harry discovers the power of love and loyalty, and learns to use his magical powers for good. He also learns to accept his own unique gifts and use them to help others. By the end of his time at Hogwarts, Harry has grown into a brave and powerful wizard, ready to take on the world. At Hogwarts, Harry is exposed to a variety of magical creatures, spells, and potions. He learns to use his wand to cast spells and to brew potions. He also learns to fly on a broomstick and to play Quidditch, the wizarding sport. Harry also learns about the history of the wizarding world and the importance of protecting it from the forces of evil. He discovers the power of friendship and loyalty, and learns to accept himself for who he is. Through his experiences at Hogwarts, Harry grows into a brave and powerful wizard, ready to take on the world. The Harry Potter series is a timeless classic that has captivated readers of all ages. It is a story of friendship, courage, and self-discovery. Through Harry's journey at Hogwarts, readers learn the importance of accepting themselves for who they are and the power of friendship and loyalty. The Harry Potter series is a magical journey that will stay with readers for years to come. Main idea number 3. The Sorcerer's Stone. Harry and his friends must find the Sorcerer's Stone before Voldemort can use it to gain immortality. In the first book of the Harry Potter series, Harry and his friends must find the Sorcerer's Stone before Voldemort can use it to gain immortality. The stone is hidden in the depths of Hogwarts, and Harry and his friends must battle their way through a series of magical obstacles to find it. Along the way, they must face off against Voldemort's minions, including the giant three-headed dog, Fluffy, and the giant spider, Aragog. They must also solve a series of puzzles and riddles to gain access to the stone. Ultimately, Harry and his friends must rely on their courage, wits, and friendship to succeed in their quest and save the world from Voldemort's evil plans. The Sorcerer's Stone is a powerful magical artifact that can grant its user immortality. Voldemort is desperate to get his hands on it, and will stop at nothing to do so. Harry and his friends must use all of their magical knowledge and skills to outwit Voldemort and keep the stone out of his hands. Along the way, they must also learn to trust each other and rely on their friendship to get them through the toughest of times. In the end, Harry and his friends must use their courage and determination to save the world from Voldemort's evil plans. Main idea number 4. The Chamber of Secrets. Harry and his friends must uncover the secrets of the Chamber of Secrets before Voldemort can use it to unleash a powerful monster. In the second installment of the Harry Potter series, Harry and his friends must uncover the secrets of the Chamber of Secrets before Voldemort can use it to unleash a powerful monster. The Chamber of Secrets is an ancient chamber located beneath Hogwarts School of Witchcraft and Wizardry, and it is said to contain a powerful creature that can only be controlled by the heir of Slytherin. Harry and his friends must find the entrance to the chamber and discover its secrets before Voldemort can use it to wreak havoc on the wizarding world. Along the way, they must face many obstacles, including a giant basilisk, a deadly plant, and a powerful magical artifact. With the help of their friends, Harry and his companions must brave the dangers of the Chamber of Secrets and discover its secrets before it is too late. The Chamber of Secrets is a mysterious and dangerous place, and it is up to Harry and his friends to uncover its secrets before Voldemort can use it to his advantage. Along the way, they must battle many obstacles, including a giant basilisk, a deadly plant, and a powerful magical artifact. With the help of their friends, Harry and his companions must brave the dangers of the Chamber of Secrets and discover its secrets before it is too late. In the end, they must find a way to defeat Voldemort and save the wizarding world from his evil plans. Main idea number 5. The Prisoner of Azkaban. Harry must confront his past and the powerful Dementors in order to save his friends and family from the escaped prisoner Sirius Black. In the third installment of the Harry Potter series, Harry Potter and the Prisoner of Azkaban, Harry must confront his past and the powerful Dementors in order to save his friends and family from the escaped prisoner Sirius Black. Harry discovers that Sirius Black is an escaped convict from Azkaban, the wizard prison, and is searching for Harry in order to exact revenge for the death of his beloved godfather, James Potter. Harry must face his fears and confront the Dementors, the soul-sucking creatures that guard Azkaban, in order to protect his loved ones. Along the way, he learns more about his parents and the secrets of the wizarding world. With the help of his friends, Harry must find a way to stop Sirius Black and save the day. The Prisoner of Azkaban is a thrilling adventure that takes Harry on a journey of self-discovery and courage. He must confront his fears and the powerful Dementors in order to protect his friends and family. Along the way, he learns more about his parents and the secrets of the wizarding world. With the help of his friends, Harry must find a way to stop Sirius Black and save the day. The Prisoner of Azkaban is an exciting and suspenseful story that will keep readers on the edge of their seats. Main idea number 6. The Goblet of Fire. Harry must compete in the dangerous Triwizard Tournament and face off against Voldemort in order to save the wizarding world. In the fourth installment of the Harry Potter series, Harry Potter and the Goblet of Fire, Harry is chosen as a champion in the Triwizard Tournament, a dangerous competition between three wizarding schools. He must compete in three dangerous tasks in order to win the tournament and the grand prize of 1,000 galleons. As the tournament progresses, it becomes clear that there is a much darker force at work, and Harry must face off against Voldemort in order to save the wizarding world. Along the way, he must rely on his friends and allies to help him survive the tournament and ultimately defeat Voldemort. The Goblet of Fire is an exciting and thrilling adventure that will keep readers on the edge of their seats as they follow Harry's journey to save the wizarding world. The Goblet of Fire is a thrilling and suspenseful story that will keep readers engaged from start to finish. It is full of action, adventure, and suspense as Harry faces off against Voldemort and the forces of evil. The story is full of twists and turns, and readers will be kept guessing until the very end. The characters are well developed and the plot is engaging and exciting. The Goblet of Fire is a must-read for any fan of the Harry Potter series, and it is sure to keep readers captivated until the very last page. Main idea number 7. The Order of the Phoenix. Harry and his friends must form the Order of the Phoenix to fight against Voldemort and his Death Eaters. The Order of the Phoenix is a secret organization founded by Albus Dumbledore to oppose Lord Voldemort and his Death Eaters. It is composed of wizards and witches who are willing to fight against the dark forces. Harry Potter and his friends join the Order to help in the fight against Voldemort. The Order provides a safe haven for those who are in danger and helps to protect the wizarding world from the dark forces. They also provide support and guidance to Harry and his friends as they battle against Voldemort and his followers. The Order of the Phoenix is a symbol of hope and courage in the face of evil and darkness. The Order of the Phoenix is a powerful force in the wizarding world. They are a group of brave and loyal individuals who are willing to risk their lives to protect the innocent. They are a symbol of hope and courage in the face of evil and darkness. The Order of the Phoenix is a reminder that even in the darkest of times, there is still light and hope. Harry and his friends are inspired by the Order and their courage and determination to fight against Voldemort and his Death Eaters. The Order of the Phoenix is a powerful symbol of hope and courage in the face of evil and darkness. Harry and his friends are inspired by the Order and their courage and determination to fight against Voldemort and his Death Eaters. The Order of the Phoenix is a reminder that even in the darkest of times, there is still light and hope. The Order of the Phoenix is a powerful force in the wizarding world and a symbol of hope and courage in the face of evil and darkness. Main idea number 8. The Half-Blood Prince. Harry must uncover the secrets of the mysterious Half-Blood Prince in order to defeat Voldemort. In the sixth installment of the Harry Potter series, Harry Potter and the Half-Blood Prince, Harry must uncover the secrets of the mysterious Half-Blood Prince in order to defeat Voldemort. The Half-Blood Prince is a mysterious figure whose identity is unknown, but whose magical knowledge and skill is legendary. Harry discovers a book of spells and potions written by the Half-Blood Prince, and uses it to gain an edge in his battle against Voldemort. As he delves deeper into the secrets of the Half-Blood Prince, Harry discovers that the prince was once a student at Hogwarts, and that he had a powerful connection to Voldemort. Harry must use this knowledge to gain an advantage in the fight against Voldemort, and ultimately defeat him. Along the way, Harry must also confront his own inner demons, as he struggles to come to terms with his past and his own identity. The Half-Blood Prince is a powerful symbol of the power of knowledge and the importance of understanding one's own identity in order to succeed in life. Main idea number 9. The Deathly Hallows. Harry and his friends must find and destroy the powerful Deathly Hallows before Voldemort can use them to become immortal. The Deathly Hallows are three powerful magical objects that, when combined, make the possessor the master of death. In the Harry Potter series, Voldemort is determined to find and use the Hallows to become immortal. Harry and his friends must find and destroy the Hallows before Voldemort can get his hands on them. The three Hallows are the Elder Wand, the Resurrection Stone, and the Cloak of Invisibility. The Elder Wand is the most powerful wand in existence, capable of defeating any other wand in a duel. The Resurrection Stone can bring back the dead, while the Cloak of Invisibility renders the wearer invisible. Harry and his friends must embark on a quest to find and destroy the Hallows before Voldemort can use them to become immortal. Along the way, they must face many obstacles and challenges, including the Death Eaters, Voldemort's loyal followers. In the end, Harry and his friends must rely on their courage, friendship, and magic to succeed in their mission. Main idea number 10. The Battle of Hogwarts. Harry and his friends must fight in the final battle against Voldemort and his Death Eaters in order to save the wizarding world. The Battle of Hogwarts was the final and most important battle in the war against Voldemort and his Death Eaters. Harry and his friends had to face the most powerful dark wizard of all time and his army of followers. The stakes were high, and the battle was fought with courage and determination. Harry and his friends had to use all of their magical abilities and knowledge to defeat Voldemort and his followers. They had to use spells, charms, and potions to protect themselves and their allies. They also had to use their wits and cunning to outsmart their enemies. In the end, Harry and his friends were victorious, and the wizarding world was saved. The Battle of Hogwarts was a defining moment in the Harry Potter series. It was a battle of good versus evil, and Harry and his friends were the heroes. They had to face their fears and fight for what was right. The battle was a test of their courage and strength, and they emerged victorious. The Battle of Hogwarts was a turning point in the series, and it showed that even in the darkest of times, good can prevail. Main idea number 11. The Marauders. Harry discovers the story of his father and his friends, the Marauders, and their adventures at Hogwarts. In the Harry Potter series, Harry discovers the story of his father and his friends, the Marauders, and their adventures at Hogwarts. The Marauders were a group of four students at Hogwarts: James Potter, Sirius Black, Remus Lupin, and Peter Pettigrew. They were best friends and were known for their mischief-making and pranks. They were also known for their loyalty to each other and their bravery in the face of danger. The Marauders were the first to discover the secret of the Marauders' map, a magical map that showed the entire grounds of Hogwarts. With the map, they were able to explore the castle and grounds in ways that no one else could. They also used the map to play pranks on their fellow students and teachers. The Marauders were also responsible for creating the Animagus transformation, a spell that allowed them to transform into animals. This allowed them to explore the grounds of Hogwarts in ways that no one else could. They also used this spell to help protect their friends from danger. The Marauders were a close-knit group of friends who were always there for each other. They were brave and loyal, and their friendship was an example to Harry and his friends. Harry was inspired by the Marauders and their adventures, and he was determined to follow in their footsteps and be just as brave and loyal as they were. Main idea number 12. The Quidditch World Cup. Harry and his friends attend the Quidditch World Cup and must protect the wizarding world from the Death Eaters. The Quidditch World Cup is a major event in the wizarding world, and Harry and his friends are excited to attend. As they arrive, they quickly realize that the Death Eaters are also present, and they must protect the wizarding world from their evil plans. Harry and his friends must use their wits and magical abilities to outsmart the Death Eaters and keep the wizarding world safe. Along the way, they make new allies and discover secrets about the Death Eaters that could help them in their mission. In the end, Harry and his friends are triumphant, and the Wizarding World is safe once again. The Quidditch World Cup is a thrilling adventure for Harry and his friends, and it is a reminder of the importance of friendship and loyalty. Through their courage and determination, they are able to protect the Wizarding World from the Death Eaters and prove that good will always triumph over evil. The Quidditch World Cup is a memorable event in the Harry Potter series, and it is a testament to the power of friendship and courage. Main idea number 13. The Triwizard Tournament. Harry and his friends must compete in the dangerous Triwizard Tournament in order to save the Wizarding World. The Triwizard Tournament is a dangerous competition that takes place every 5 years between three wizarding schools, Hogwarts, Beauxbatons, and Durmstrang. The tournament consists of three tasks, each more difficult than the last. The tasks are designed to test the magical abilities and courage of the participants. The winner of the tournament is awarded a large sum of money and the admiration of the Wizarding World. In the fourth book of the Harry Potter series, Harry and his friends are chosen to compete in the Triwizard Tournament. They must face dragons, merpeople, and a maze filled with magical creatures and obstacles. Along the way, they must also battle the evil Lord Voldemort and his followers. The stakes are high, and the tournament is full of danger and excitement. In the end, Harry and his friends must rely on their courage, wits, and magical abilities to save the Wizarding World. Main idea number 14. The Ministry of Magic. Harry and his friends must battle against the corrupt Ministry of Magic in order to save the Wizarding World. The Ministry of Magic is a powerful and influential organization in the Wizarding World. It is responsible for the regulation and governance of the magical community, and is headed by the Minister for Magic. In the Harry Potter series, the Ministry of Magic is portrayed as a corrupt and oppressive regime, with its members often acting in their own interests rather than those of the Wizarding World. In the books, Harry and his friends must battle against the Ministry of Magic in order to save the Wizarding World. The Ministry is often portrayed as a villainous organization, with its members using their power and influence to oppress and control the wizarding population. Harry and his friends must use their wits and courage to outwit the Ministry and ultimately save the Wizarding World from its oppressive rule. The Ministry of Magic is a major antagonist in the Harry Potter series, and its corrupt and oppressive rule is a major theme throughout the books. Harry and his friends must battle against the Ministry in order to save the Wizarding World, and ultimately restore justice and freedom to the magical community. Main idea number 15. The Unforgivable Curses. Harry and his friends must confront the powerful Unforgivable Curses in order to save the Wizarding World. The Unforgivable Curses are some of the most powerful and dangerous spells in the Wizarding World. They are so powerful that they are illegal to use, and anyone who casts one of these curses is subject to a life sentence in Azkaban. The three unforgivable curses are the Killing Curse, Avada Kedavra, the Cruciatus Curse, Crucio, and the Imperius Curse, Imperio. In the Harry Potter series, Harry and his friends must confront the unforgivable curses in order to save the Wizarding World. They must battle against the powerful dark wizards who use these curses to wreak havoc and destruction. Harry and his friends must use their courage, wits, and magical abilities to defeat their enemies and protect the Wizarding World from the unforgivable curses. The unforgivable curses are a powerful reminder of the dangers of dark magic and the importance of standing up to evil. Harry and his friends must face their fears and confront the unforgivable curses in order to save the Wizarding World. In doing so, they show us that courage and friendship can triumph over even the darkest of forces. Main idea number 16. The Horcruxes. Harry and his friends must find and destroy the powerful Horcruxes in order to defeat Voldemort. In the Harry Potter series by J.K. Rowling, the Horcruxes are powerful objects created by Voldemort to contain pieces of his soul. In order to defeat Voldemort, Harry and his friends must find and destroy all of the Horcruxes. The Horcruxes are hidden in various places, and each one is protected by powerful enchantments and curses. In order to find and destroy the Horcruxes, Harry and his friends must use their wits and courage to overcome the obstacles in their way. Along the way, they must also battle Voldemort's followers and face the dangers of the dark magic that surrounds the Horcruxes. In the end, they must find and destroy all of the Horcruxes in order to defeat Voldemort and save the wizarding world. The Horcruxes are powerful objects, and each one is unique. Some of the Horcruxes are objects that Voldemort has imbued with pieces of his soul, while others are living creatures that he has cursed. In order to destroy the Horcruxes, Harry and his friends must use a variety of magical objects and spells. They must also use their knowledge of the dark arts to find and decipher clues that will lead them to the Horcruxes. Along the way, they must also battle Voldemort's followers and face the dangers of the dark magic that surrounds the Horcruxes. The Horcruxes are powerful objects, and destroying them is no easy task. Harry and his friends must use their courage and ingenuity to overcome the obstacles in their way. In the end, they must find and destroy all of the Horcruxes in order to defeat Voldemort and save the wizarding world. Main idea number 17. The Philosopher's Stone. Harry and his friends must find the powerful Philosopher's Stone before Voldemort can use it to gain immortality. The Philosopher's Stone is a powerful object that can grant immortality to whoever possesses it. In the Harry Potter series, Harry and his friends must find the stone before Voldemort can get his hands on it. The stone is hidden in a secret location and is guarded by a series of magical obstacles. Harry and his friends must use their wits and courage to overcome these obstacles and find the stone before Voldemort does. Along the way, they must also battle Voldemort's minions and face their own inner demons. In the end, they must find the courage to face Voldemort himself and protect the stone from falling into his hands. The Philosopher's Stone is a powerful symbol of hope in the Harry Potter series. It represents the power of friendship and courage in the face of adversity. It also serves as a reminder that no matter how powerful Voldemort may be, he can never have the power of the Philosopher's Stone. Harry and his friends must use their courage and determination to protect the stone and ultimately defeat Voldemort. Main idea number 18. The Death Eaters. Harry and his friends must battle against Voldemort and his powerful Death Eaters in order to save the wizarding world. The Death Eaters are a powerful group of dark wizards and witches led by the Dark Lord Voldemort. They are devoted to Voldemort and his cause of taking over the wizarding world. The Death Eaters are known for their cruelty and willingness to do whatever it takes to achieve their goals. They are also known for their use of the dark arts, such as the unforgivable curses, and their loyalty to Voldemort. Harry and his friends must battle against the Death Eaters in order to save the wizarding world. They must face off against powerful dark wizards and witches, as well as the Dark Lord himself. The stakes are high, and the battle is fierce. Harry and his friends must use all of their courage, strength, and magical abilities to defeat the Death Eaters and protect the wizarding world. The Death Eaters are a formidable enemy, and Harry and his friends must use all of their resources to defeat them. They must rely on their wits, courage, and magical abilities to outwit and outmaneuver the Death Eaters. They must also rely on the help of their friends and allies, such as Dumbledore and the Order of the Phoenix, to help them in their fight against the dark forces. The battle against the Death Eaters is a difficult one, but Harry and his friends are determined to save the wizarding world. With courage, strength, and the help of their friends, they will be able to defeat the dark forces and protect the wizarding world from Voldemort and his powerful Death Eaters. Main idea number 19. The Wizarding World. Harry and his friends must protect the wizarding world from the evil forces of Voldemort and his Death Eaters. The wizarding world is a magical place full of mystery and adventure. Harry Potter and his friends must protect the wizarding world from the evil forces of Voldemort and his Death Eaters. Voldemort is a powerful dark wizard who seeks to take over the wizarding world and enslave all its inhabitants. Harry and his friends must use their wits, courage, and magical abilities to protect the wizarding world from Voldemort and his followers. They must also battle the dark creatures that Voldemort has unleashed upon the world. Along the way, they must also discover the secrets of the wizarding world and uncover the truth about Voldemort's past. Harry and his friends must face many challenges and obstacles in their quest to protect the wizarding world. They must battle dark wizards, face dangerous creatures, and overcome powerful magical forces. They must also learn to trust each other and work together to defeat Voldemort and his followers. Along the way, they must also learn to use their magical abilities to their fullest potential and discover the secrets of the wizarding world. The Harry Potter series is an exciting and thrilling adventure that follows Harry and his friends as they protect the wizarding world from the evil forces of Voldemort and his Death Eaters. It is a story of courage, friendship, and loyalty, and it is sure to captivate readers of all ages. With its exciting plot and magical setting, the Harry Potter series is sure to be a classic for generations to come. Main idea number 20. The Wizarding War. Harry and his friends must fight in the final battle against Voldemort and his Death Eaters in order to save the wizarding world. The Wizarding War is the final battle between Harry Potter and his friends and the dark wizard Voldemort and his Death Eaters. It is a battle for the fate of the wizarding world, and the stakes are high. Harry and his friends must use all of their magical powers and courage to defeat Voldemort and his followers. They must also rely on the help of their allies, including the Order of the Phoenix, Dumbledore's army, and the Hogwarts staff. The battle will be long and hard, and the outcome is uncertain. But if Harry and his friends are successful, they will save the wizarding world from Voldemort's tyranny. The Wizarding War is a test of courage and strength for Harry and his friends. They must face their fears and fight for what is right. They must also make difficult decisions and face the consequences of their actions. The battle will be full of danger and uncertainty, but Harry and his friends must remain brave and determined if they are to succeed. The Wizarding War is a battle for the future of the wizarding world, and Harry and his friends must do whatever it takes to protect it.